What You Missed on the Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lynn. Only on Money FM 89.3.
The aviation industry got a boost recently here in Singapore. Just 2 weeks ago, Singapore-based aviation consultancy firm Ripra Aviation Partners signed two MOUs with Temasek Polytechnic and Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University to carry out aviation research, development and education activities, as well as to translate research findings into industry-ready solutions. But what this means is that students from the two institutions will get opportunities to intern at a company while learning how to conduct industry focused research to develop practical solutions. Ripra Aviation Partners is Asia's first aviation strategic consultancy agency, which began in 2017 October. But its founder and CEO, Praveen Raj Naidu, is no stranger to the aviation industry. Praveen is half of the two-man team that set up Air Asia in Singapore back in 2003. And here in the studio with us is none other than the man himself, Praveen Raj Naidu, founder and CEO of Ripra Aviation Partners. Hi, Praveen.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Welcome.
Welcome to the station. Can you tell us more about the partnership with Temasek Poly and Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University? And why do you choose these two partners to work with?
I'll tell you why we went ahead with the MOU first. Mm. Everyone has this impression that, like what you mentioned earlier, Bernard, students come on board, they do internship. We wanted to take that a notch higher. We wanted to get this future aviation generation into the industry today. Mm. So, Ripra Aviation Partners, we're not the first consultancy. We're the first consultancy that concentrates on the commercial aspect of airports and airlines. Okay. So that's purely our business. We only look at airports, airlines. We're not engineers. Mm. We're not technicians. We are pure commercial guys.
Can you share with us some of the solutions you bring to the table for airports and airlines generally?
Sure. There's the engineering part. There's the technical part of the airport, for example, where you look at route movement, runway development. Mm. And then you need to sell the airport, right? Mm. So you need to make it viable. You need to make it cool. You need to brand it. You need to position it in the marketplace, in such a place that it entices airlines to fly in. So that's what we do. So we do the commercial part of it. Okay. We also do some of the operations part of it, which is pretty traditional. Mm-hmm. But our strengths lie in being able to bring that commercial perspective as well. So going back to Bernard's question, mm-hmm. why we went in with the MOU, was because we were doing something new and we're purely a Singaporean company, you know, and we wanted to include the aviation folks, especially the students, into this journey. Mm. Right from the beginning. So just before my stint with Ripra Aviation Partners, I spent a bit of time lecturing in Temasek Poly as well, mm-hmm. in the aviation management course. Mm-hmm. So I knew what was being taught as part of curriculum, as part of a national canvas. Mm-hmm. And I knew where they were going in terms of intent. And with Ripra Aviation Partners, because we are in the industry, mm. we are out there addressing today's problems. We felt that the students would come in and be exposed and get the kind of experience, you know, and that is very necessary, and that's something you can't get in classroom. Because mm-hmm. whatever is in classroom is past. Mm. You know, it's based on case studies that happened years ago or yesterday or last week. Here we are bringing today's problems today.
I'm sure it's a very exciting internship opportunity for students.
We are very proud of being able to do this. And being a Singaporean company, it means a lot being able to tie up with another Singaporean entity, Temasek Poly. And why Embry-Riddle is because they're the top aeronautical university.
Sure.
They're based originally out of Daytona, but they've got Asian presence in their Asian HQs in Singapore. Mm. So that's to answer your question.
Let's find out a little bit more about the aviation industry, where it is right now, what you're seeing as the main challenges for the industry.
It's very interesting times because about 10 years ago, 10 to 15 years ago, there's a huge segmentation between low-cost carriers and legacy airlines. Mm. Now there's this huge blur line instead, right? So the biggest competitor to any airline would be cost. Mm-hmm. So in the airline industry, we quantify ourselves by cost per seat. How much does it cost to fill up that seat, right? So the airline that nails that wins the day. All efforts from the perspective of the airline is dedicated to keeping costs low. And that will be the biggest challenge. I mean, yes, oil is something that is beyond the airline's control or the country's control as well, right? So that will always be there. That will be a constant threat. It's been there since day one. The biggest competition for any airline would be keeping costs low. Mm. And the way forward would be innovation and technology.
Mm. Yeah.
It's about working smart. It's about seeing how you can empower systems and processes.
Okay. Are you seeing a preference, wide body, narrow body in the industry? We just had aviation analysts on and we discussed this in depth.
Oh, really?
So we'd love to have your perspective on it.
How
I mean, are you seeing any trends?
Go?
Oh, really? Well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, you spent about 5 minutes on wide body, narrow body.
So in this region, we see a... When you talk about regional travel, right, it's mostly narrow bodied.
Mm.
It is your Tigers or your AirAsia, the Airbus 320 or the 737. Mm. That is the preferred aircraft model that is used. You know, Silvia uses the 737. Mm. Yeah, so these are embraced by the airlines because it's very good for the turnaround and it fits the model, fuel burn, and maximize. It's a very optimal
cost
aircraft to use.
Yeah. All right, Praveen, you're part of a two-person team that started AirAsia in Singapore 15 years ago.
Yes.
Can you tell us more about what it was like setting up a new airline for launch and what were some challenges at that time?
It was very interesting because most of us were not from the aviation industry.
Right.
Tony, as you know,
he's a music guy. Yeah.
I was a marketing branding guy. Mm. So I remember the first day at work and I asked myself, oh my God, you know, did I make a mistake? You know, but yeah, I mean, I guess the common denominator for everyone who joined Tony and his team was we were willing to learn and work very hard.
Mm.
And we worked very hard. Two of us only,
okay.
You know, so you can imagine. And keeping costs low in a new industry. And for us at that time, it was very interesting because we were introducing an airline. It wasn't an airline. We were introducing a product that was new to the region. Low-cost carriers, you know, everyone assumed low-cost means not safe. So we had to spend a lot of time educating the consumers on that while being able to sell seats at the same time. You know, it helped that we had an amazing boss who motivated us and allowed us to make mistakes in a controlled environment, which I think is key. And that's one of the leadership tips I have picked up as a business owner and a leader today.
Mm.
And I empower my team as well.
Mm.
So it was a very interesting journey. I could not have asked for a more perfect beginning to my aviation industry. Mm. And I've been hooked since then.
Yeah, clearly, because you set up Repro about half a year ago.
We'll be coming up to a year. But I have been in the industry for the past 15 years.
Okay, right. So you're aiming to work with country policy stakeholders, second-tier airports, low-cost airlines. You know, I just spoke with Tony Fernandez last year when he launched his memoir, Flying High. And he talked a little bit about how he's looking towards digital airlines or using big data to make certain decisions when it comes to branding, positioning, everything to do with the airline. So what do you make of this move towards digital airlines?
Well, I think it's something we cannot avoid, right?
Mm.
In all walks of our lives, in whatever we're doing now, technology is such a huge plays such a huge role in what we do, you know, and aviation is no different. I mean, engineering is using technology to better optimize their engineering. A lot of the airports are using, and even self-check-in, baggage handling, you know, in every perspective or every facade of the aviation industry, you will see technology. And we embrace it, you know.
Mm.
With Repair Aviation Partners, one of the things we do is, while we do strategy, I mean, consulting, of course, and you know about the R&D, which is with Temasek Poly and Emory Riddle, we also do training and development, right? So these are the three pillars that we do. I mean, one of the reasons I'm doing what I'm doing is because I think there's a huge... There's been a misconception. Everyone thinks that the chatter is skies are congested, right? I see it differently. I just think we've been looking at it wrong.
Mm.
It's not congested. Yes, it is congested, but it's all about bottlenecks and we're redistributing the load. So, you know, we're spending time with airports, airlines, trying to ease more policies to allow more movement across the region. We're helping emerging airports position themselves better. At the end of the day, our intent is, if we can turn around 10 new destinations over the next year and a half, then you guys have 10 more places to go to. You know, more fun, more holidays.
Excellent. That's our founder, CEO of Repair Aviation Partners, Mr. Praveen Raj Naidu. Thank you for dropping by. Thank you for sharing some of your thoughts. Thank you.